pilot, the man taking care of the mother ship as it goes around the moon, is Stuart Roosa. With us is his wife, Mrs. Joan Roosa, who's having to keep the family together back on Earth during this important venture. Joan, how does it feel to have your husband up to the moon for the first time?
Well, it feels grand, because I know that's what he wants to do, and I'm happy he's getting a chance to do it. He's worked hard to do it, and I'm pleased he's there.
You've been helping him work toward this goal for a long time, haven't
you? Yes, indeed. I sure have, and I'm happy he's getting to fulfill his ambition.
To what extent does being an astronaut's wife reach into and permeate your family activity? How does it change it?
Well, I would answer that 100%. you know, you live with your husband gone all the time, and most of the time, and he's been gone since all week, since 13, until isolation when he was gone for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Then they're away a great amount of the time during preparations, aren't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That means you have to pretty well take care of the children by yourself, don't you?
That's right. Uh-huh.
How many children you have?
We have 3 sons and a daughter.
What are their ages?
Well, the oldest one's 11, and then they're 9, 8, and 7. Uh-huh. Oh, Jack just had his 10th birthday. It's 11, 10, 8, and 7.
Well, Mom almost forgets a birthday.
Yeah.
Right
now. Well, they change rather quick.
Well, during the process of a mission, what is the most challenging thing to you? Is the tension very great for you in your activity? Or
right now, I'm not under that much tension. I think I was under a great deal more tension before the liftoff, you know, till I saw, and also till I got the docking problem solved, I was under a great deal more tension. I feel rather relaxed now. I think everything's going well, and we'll continue to do so.
Can you pinpoint any particular thing that's the greatest challenge to an astronaut's wife, particularly during a mission as long as this, and with the risk that's involved in going to the moon?
Oh, well, it's, yes, trying to keep your children as close as possible to leading a normal life, because it's very hard with the press outside, you know, and taking pictures. My poor son went out to get the newspaper the other morning, which is his habit as he gets up, you know, and just wandered out half asleep, and all of a sudden somebody jumped out and took his picture, and he came in just white, you know.
He was amazed. So surprised. Well, good luck, and we will be pulling for you, and of course the pilots also there as they complete this mission.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You don't know really how much the good wishes of the world mean to me. I feel them, and I appreciate them more than people know.
You know, I think all of you wives are somewhat prepared for this sort of activity. You've been living with these men who are aviators, who fly hot airplanes. And I have the impression that all of you are pretty staunch characters among the astronauts.
Well, I think this isn't a new thing to us. Most of our husbands have been test pilots. We have kind of come along this way, this road, and we accept it.
Thank you very much, Joan Roosa, wife of Command Module Pilot Stuart Roosa on Apollo 14.
Thank you, Rhett.